this will open up into what's going to be the beer garden. You'll walk out. This is the way to get out now. Watch your step when you come down here. It's a little steep.
Byron Burroughs is pointing to a cracking blacktop surrounded by razor wire and littered with abandoned relics from somebody else's past. It's hard for an outsider to picture, but Burroughs says the blacktop will soon be a grass-covered beer garden at the new Proof Brewing location.
We have high-privacy fencing that will separate off the beer garden area. This covered area will get redone, and this will basically be, we'll pour a new patio, have covered space. You'll have access in and out.
Soon, Byron and Proof co-founder Angela Burroughs say they hope the rest of Tallahassee will be able to see what they see in the old Coca-Cola bottling factory on South Monroe.
Byron and I have been, you know, imagining and dreaming and focusing on this for so long that the day that we actually closed on this building was like a dream come true. So we're just so excited now to watch it actually unfold, and working with the, you know, architects, and once the renderings come out, we'll have, you know, we'll try to get those to everybody so everybody can actually see our vision as we see it while it's being built out.
Proof will be closing its doors at the space it rents currently in Railroad Square, with plans to reopen in the new building by January of 2019. The Burroughs say with 34,000 square feet to work with, they'll have the room they need to grow and implement new ideas like an outdoor ordering window, a tasting room, and a restaurant. The couple says they chose the space because of the size, but are happy to have ended up in the neighborhood.
There's a lot of development that's already starting to take place in the area with Happy Motoring, the project across the street, the new Cascades project, and there's a lot of other developmental interest in the area. It's always good to get into a new and developing centrally located district before it actually goes off. Plus, it's a perfect building for us space-wise and location-wise. It's proximal to the old space as well.
Along with its neighbor, Happy Motoring, Proof is one of several new developments in the South Monroe corridor. And interim city manager Reese Goad says the city is glad to see more investment on Tallahassee's south side. He says the development represents more than a few new cool hangouts. For instance, at Proof.
We're very hopeful. The Office of Economic Vitality is working on that. We're told that's a creation of 20 new jobs and $23 million of economic impacts. That's kind of the excitement we're seeing on South Monroe, is that people are looking to invest there, create jobs, and create economic growth.
Across the street from Proof, construction is underway at the Graffiteria, an old printing business recently purchased by Maurice Moulton and Patricia Allaire. They're the husband and wife team that runs Catalina Cafe and the Tallahassee Tea Company. Like Proof, Moulton says Catalina has outgrown its space. The other storefronts will remain open, but their bean roasting operations will move here, and the Graffiteria will provide enough room to let them offer more.
We are definitely going to have a coffee lab that people can come in and enjoy. We're going to start having coffee classes so we can teach people how to make wonderful single origin coffees. Also, we're looking at teaching people how to roast coffee at home as well, too. But then also be able to buy their coffee gear and just come here and learn about coffees and teas. And so we want to build a place where people can come right off the path of Cascades Park into this new area and just really have fun and be with their community.
Moulton says he's proud to be part of that sense of community in the neighborhood. And he says it's about time the city's south side saw more development.
You know, as you hear the people working in the background, that, you know, we're working on it. And I think other business owners are working on it as well, too. So we're excited to be part of it.
But while development is exciting for some, it makes others nervous. New buildings, new businesses, and new ideas can quickly change the landscape of a neighborhood. But Moulton says he and the other business owners near South Monroe are committed to being good neighbors and maintaining the locally grown character.
I think when people like deal with individuals that live here in Tallahassee and that breathe Tallahassee and just has that Tallahassee spirit, I feel though maybe a little bit more, they have that sense of security that, you know, we're in it for the community and not in it really necessarily for ourselves. And so I think that's what this whole area is kind of about, where you have Proof, family business, everybody at Happy Motoring, all family businesses, and of course here with our family business as well too.
For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.